The 2022 election is upon us, with voting happening across the country on November 8th. Early voting has been underway since early to mid-October in 45 different states. The latest figures suggest that early voting turnout will come in slightly under 50% of the number of people voting early in the 2020 presidential election, which is on par with earlier prognostications. The Senate races are the major attractions, with electoral decisions in a dozen key states determining which party will control the majority in the next Congress. While Democrats certainly have the easier path to acquiring the net one vote they need to establish an outright majority, polling momentum appears to be on the Republican side. Therefore, with a 50-50 Senate and the election upon us, the outcome still remains very much in doubt. Pay particular attention to what happens in Pennsylvania in the early returns. Many believe that the party winning in Pennsylvania will likely take the Senate majority. In the West, look for Arizona and Nevada to be similar point states. Analysts consistently project that Republicans are poised to wrest the House majority away from the Democrats. The question remains as to how large a majority the GOP will control. Under the current party division, the Republicans only need to convert 5 Democratic seats to claim the majority. It appears that gaining 18 seats on the low end to a high of 30 is the proper range. It is likely a new Republican majority will be somewhere in the low 230s, which is where they have typically landed during the times the party has controlled the House since the 1994 election. On election night, beginning in the Eastern time zone, take an early look at first the New Hampshire returns. If Republicans score a surprise upset in the Senate race, or look to take one of the 2 swing congressional seats, they could be headed for a big night. Then move to Pennsylvania to check the Senate race, but also 3 key Democratic House seats in the Allentown-Bethlehem area, which is District 7, another in Scranton, District 8, and finally District 17 in the Pittsburgh region. Republicans need to win at least one of these 3 contests. Then move to Florida. This is the Republicans' best map in the House and is a place where they can net a total of 4 seats from this delegation alone. Remember, they only need 5 seats nationally to win a minimum majority. The governor's races are key, too. Of the 36 state chief executive campaigns on the ballot, competition exists in as many as 27 places. The governors are more important from a federal context in this election, because most will have veto power over what is almost certain to be new redistricting maps being constructed as a result of the impending U.S. Supreme Court decisions in the potentially landmark Alabama and North Carolina voting rights cases. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.